Welcome to season three.
We aspire to be piss poor.
I'm all for eating more meat.
Cut that out in a
Oh, let me just tell you one more thing. So I couldn't take my coat off, so I had to sit all the way through the performance in the coat. They got my boobs out.
Can I see what I look like here, by the way?
Can you see what you look?
No. But it's wide enough. But I meant to take... I had some... It records quite a bit, and I meant to take some off the other day, because we took Lexi to uni. And man, I had some right road rage.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you like?
I do a last night.
Can you snip it up and put it on like YouTube or something?
I could have done, yeah.
Have you not then?
No, I haven't done yet. So, but I think, because it was like a week ago, I think it may have recorded over it. So, it's, yeah, I would have, I just wanted to see it because I just thought it was funny.
You know, when you just,
I think, I wanted to watch it back because I wanted to know if it was me that's in the wrong. I don't think I was. It came up on my inside. And then he just started waving at me, screaming and shouting. And then
oh, hello!
That was red rack to a bull then. It's weird, isn't it? How when you're... Suddenly you get in a car and you rock out.
Fucking help you, Jai!
And do you know what as well? I like a good, solid insult that's not too damaging. Like, I just called this guy a dickhead. So it wasn't... I didn't... You know, I didn't bellow out the C word or all like that. It wanted, I don't even think I said the F. But then you suddenly realise, actually, I've got Andy and Carrie with me.
With kids around.
Yeah. And you know, when you're going somewhere, then all I can... He started following me.
Oh, did he?
I don't think it was on purpose, but we were just going in the same direction. And then, all of a sudden, you start to think, what if he's going to the same place that I am?
It's me boss. Oh, no. There's a podcast, on there, where it's... asked for advice and it was
ours.
Take it away, mate. I'm gonna go first then. Right. So this one, I was in town with the kids last week, slightly hungover and having an absolute mare. The two kids, two boys, were being proper little shits. Been there.
Yeah.
After taking them to lunch, which was quite frankly the height of my rage and no idea how I didn't fully explode. Anyway, we were leaving when some knob reversed into my car. Granted, this wasn't the scene from Fast and Furious, but it tipped me well over the edge. I launched open my car door, proceeded to shout expletives in his direction. Not the best idea in front of my kids, granted. I think I got through pretty much the whole alphabet of swear words when the crash culprit exited his vehicle. It was at this point I regretted my actions.
Ooh.
It was...
The boss?
Yes! Nailed it.
Fucking brilliant.
That was...
Hey, Mr. McPie.
Fuck you, that was brilliant.
that was...
It was that good episode. I thought I was listening to someone else's podcast.
That's what, yeah. That's how it rolls, isn't it?
Oh, that's really happened. That's brilliant, that.
I tell you what I wanted to ask you. So, I was making my tea last night.
Cup of, or food out?
Food. My tea last night. So, I was doing a bit like a chicken casserole type thing. But just putting loads of stuff.
Hey, I had chicken casserole last night.
Did you?
Yeah, weird.
I ruined mine.
Okay.
So, I found some gravy in the cupboard. And it was like a Christmas gravy. It was pisto with cranberry. I don't know why I bought it. Because if we're getting through there, it's quite safe.
Jesus. Should he be middle-aged?
I don't know. Should he be this late? We're in no rush.
Nothing for him. Timmy Wimmer is off.
Well, taking me side, he's off.
That's the time.
You know, if you're getting overtaken by a lorry that's got a caravan on back, you're driving too slow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I got this gravy, and it was awful.
Awful, why though? Cranberry's good, gravy's good.
I would never have cranberry on my...
She bought the crappy gravy! I would never eat cranberry, but I'll tell you what, I'll try this product in case it's good.
I've never eaten dog food. But they said it's really good for your dog. It's really good for your car.
Yeah, your Parker's not easy now. I've changed my bloody Parker. Still as shit as ever.
Yeah.
to be out of date or something?
Oh, it was September 2023.
Two.
Yeah, so it was still in date. What a gravy duck about a date, though, does it? It's just powder.
It shouldn't be out of date, but if it's got like real beef juice in it, so it would have been a Christmas gravy.
And like, it was granules. It wasn't like,
yeah, but they still could have, I don't know, then could hopefully do a granule and dry it out, though. Then you're like
yeah, I suppose.
Re-liquid in it, aren't they? So they make it, dry it, and you just
remake it. It was grim, put it that way. That's good, isn't it? That's
good, isn't it? By the way, we didn't just have a crash. It's not crash.
Start spinning. Me and Andy have had it on before, and just, like, singing.
Yeah?
Yeah. We're terrible singers, but we can dance it.
Carpool, what's that, karaoke? Carpool, karaoke, yeah.
We could just lip sync it.
I don't know words anyway, I made words up anyway, actually.
That's best way.
How's it been? Been up to much?
No, just working. I've had a pretty stressful week, I think. You know when you know you've got a busy week?
Yeah.
Actually, it didn't turn out as bad as I thought it was going to. Things sort of moved around that helped me out, I think.
Yeah.
Slightly, but just really. I went for a walk last night, though.
So you have?
I've done that for a bit. Well, I haven't trained either since I did that Great North Run.
Yeah.
I haven't done any sort of exercise. And because I was working at home yesterday, it's like, if I need to get out and do something. I've got Three Peaks in 2 weeks. You've never done Three Peaks, have you?
Doesn't appeal to me!
Well, that's a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a challenge to do it.
I'd rather walk up the motorway bridge 20 times than...
Yeah, so people have told me that it's not hard, but it's
kind of nothing.
Why is it not hard?
I don't know. I can see him gesturing and throwing his arms around.
Well, that's his problem.
I didn't do that, did I?
He's just sat in the middle lane, though, isn't he? Like a knob jock. He goes right up his arse.
Not right up his arse. I was in braking zone. Play that camera back on, especially me. Got a lot happened.
He'll be behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, so people said it's hard. And they're making it out at work as if it's going to be like really, really tough. And you need to be like uber fit and stuff like that. And I hate middle lane driving.
Hold on, man. This is what Richard Tomlinson had in.
He's alright, he can rhyme his middle name. I don't know kind of how to take it. We've got to take plenty of food and stuff like that.
That's the problem, though. When you, like, so, well, thinking, when I did Iron Man, I carried too much food, I carried too much spares, too much reserves, and I didn't use hardly any of it. Because when you're running and racing is a bit different to, you know, walking, I get that. When you're walking, your mind wanders, you might think I'll have some food, whereas I was concentrating on racing.
Yeah, I think whenever I've done, like, mountains before, I take enough food, but I eat it just because I've got it, and I
exactly, yeah.
I just don't want to carry
so
it.
So, when you overeat, and you think, well, I don't bring this down with me, or vice versa, yeah. You're lumbered up, and you're thinking, fuck, I'll do that.
The amount of times I've walked round, and then got back to my car and ended up in the car.
Yeah, yeah.
It's trained me like a flask.
Yeah.
Depending on weather, I take a flask and have a... I tend to do it as a bit of a novelty thing.
Yeah.
Sat on top of the mountain, I'm going to have a
which I think is pretty good, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I don't want to carry a flask around.
No. When you go with family, are you camel and have to carry all stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm safe.
Yeah.
I see it like a pride of honour, though. Because I hurt my back the last time I went away, and I was like, still carrying a bag, and she's like, I'll carry it. I was like, nah, it's 12 for you, love. Rubber sex. She's like, nah, you can't handle that. She's only got a cup of water and a back up, you can't handle that. But, so I always carry a bag. Like, I see it a bit of a pride thing that I should carry it.
Yeah, I think I'm saying, I think it's a dad job. I also think it's like a security thing. If you've got people's phones or whatever in that bag, you the man, you don't know who's going to come and grab it off.
I keep my phone on me, but Amy carries a bum bag when we go out or go anywhere, and she has all the valuables in the bum bag. I'll even give it khaki.
Yeah, but that's because she's harder than you.
And she's left lights unclip it and leave it somewhere. I'll sit down and go, oh, God, that's in my belly.
I'll just spin it round and sit on it.
Yeah.
No, it can't be up my ass.
Actually, there's something in that, because she takes it of the valuables, I'm taking the food. I'll look at that! What am I going missing?
Like Yogi Bear. How's your week been?
Stressful. Very stressful. Very, very stressful week. That's stressful, I said very three times.
Very. Woo. That's emphasising.
Yeah, we've got a lot going on at work, so we've, I don't know if I've ever mentioned on podcast, we're having a redevelopment of my leisure centre, so, which would be great for the town and the community. It's just a lot of uncertainty for certain people and stuff like that, and how logistics going to happen and the changes, and some people don't like change, so it's been difficult for a lot.
Dealing with emotion.
Yeah.
It's a difficult thing to manage, isn't it?
Do you know what's been the best though? No, that's how I am. I'm about to ask how everyone else is all week and check on their level. Not one person's asked, how are you getting on, Leon?
Yeah.
Before, I've had my name rubbed in mud about 10 times. Yeah.
That's a fair point, isn't it? You're looked upon as being the person that's supposed to be supporting everybody else.
Which is fine, from my tears down, that is right, I'm looking down. But there's people above me, you know, quite a lot, not wanting someone going,
you're
right, Leon.
How are you getting on?
Are you coping? Do you need to lighten your load somehow? Maybe get a colleague that's done through this process before. Go alongside your shoulders.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, my week's been a bit thing. I'm hoping it'll start to calm down a bit, but obviously we've only just started pretty much. Been a big massive ramp up to Wednesday. Then Thursday was like the Wednesday and Thursday are two stressful days for everybody. So, and also not work today, so could be absolute carnage then. I just left everyone else.
Everything fine today.
So, I'm hoping things will just plateau as we go through, so... Not plateau, but... I can work with people to get things right.
So, on our way to Steph's back lunch.
Yep. Road trip.
One of the questions. So, I didn't get a call yesterday.
Nor did I.
No, you didn't either. No, the normal message to say, maybe we just don't know that anymore. It did always seem a bit...
that professional.
That we don't need
the... Well, to the point that I never... So, they're always trying to arrange a phone call with me the day before. But I never ever take that phone call. Ever. Because I'm at work, if that makes sense. So if it was on a Monday morning, the rings on a Friday, or if it was any other day of the week, the ring is the day before, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But they all can ring at 4 o'clock. Have a go. I might not be. 3 o'clock, have a go. I don't know. I've got a million more things to do, so.
Yeah. Do you know what's on today as well?
Oh, no?
Jennifer Ellison.
Who's that?
She used to be Brookside.
Don't know.
You recognise her. She was a dance mum as well. It was like a British version of dance mums that she was in.
Nice.
She pretty.
I don't know what dance mums is either.
You don't know what dance mums is? You
never.
ALDT?
No. Is that that thing out that sounds good? You know, people watch and listen to sounds, people eating and stuff. MSRA, whatever it is.
RSA is a disease, isn't it?
Well, there's a weird thing in there where people like watch people eating and stuff, like those sounds there.
That's voyeurism.
Hopefully we've got about 10 more listeners off, 10 people disappeared, one or two.
Well, hashtag it off.
We go. Yeah, you know, people like that, don't they? Like to listen to people talk.
I don't know if people like it, I know people hate when people are eating.
I know there's video clips of people like eating things on purpose and like being quite sloppy and stuff,
and
people are like, oh, I love that.
I don't. Oh,
put your toe in it.
She's married to a guy called Rob Tickles.
So she now Tickle.
Gonna tickle.
But she's Tickle. What are you playing?
I'm just trying to get a picture up for you.
Alright. She's got nowhere. Chances are I probably will, but hang on, I'm driving now, hang on. She's negotiating this motorway. Isn't that Danielle Evan Westbrook, it looks like? Do you know, was she in EastEnders, that cocaine problem?
Yes.
Is that Danielle Westbrook,
yeah? Yeah, that's not Danielle Westbrook.
Looks like her.
She was like a...
I ain't got my glasses on, right? I'm driving.
She was very much a... You know, like an FHM babe?
Oh, yeah.
She was very much around that era. Maybe you want your glasses on, yeah? Good start. We've only been driving 30 minutes. Now it's out on the summit.
The prescription.
They're not.
No, but they're clear. I can see better in them. They're not prescription.
Yeah,
I can see them.
It's weird. There's nothing worse than...
And I look cool, man.
What are the very low cuts?
I don't have them, yeah. But we look down and you've got the little prison
no,
here.
The ones that, when it's sunny, they'll go dark.
Reactions.
Are they reactions?
Yeah.
It used to be, when people used to come into...
Yeah.
Like you said, you know, what are these sunglasses on for? They'll be light.
They'll calm down. Just give me 2 seconds.
Well, calm down. That works, doesn't it? A breeze. A breeze will slow it.
Yeah, it's weird how that happens, isn't it, really, when you think about it?
Yeah.
Because how does... It must be UV hit that makes it do that change, because you can walk really bright room and they don't change, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know, I don't get it.
Do you know I should ask? The wife.
I mean, somebody maybe that works in an office.
Yeah.
Yeah? Somebody that knows what she's talking about.
I'll forget. And then if she watches this back, she'll point out.
Yeah. And then you'll go, what are you on about?
Yeah, what are we talking about? I don't know about that stuff. Stop talking work!
Yeah.
I bring my problems on to you! Yes, I do! Now listen!
Have you ever thought who cleans the whole crap outside at Marley?
Yeah, because have you ever been like middle of night and there's like a street sweeper, they shut the lane and the street sweeper
goes. Because there's always an old tyre about, isn't there?
Yeah, so highway maintenance will pick that. If they're all on that side, highway maintenance will pick it up.
Well, if you're a lorry and you have to have your wheelchair, shouldn't you take your spanky tyre with you?
Well, do you know what? I've always thought this, but I think sometimes they'll take it off, do whatever, and then accidentally forget they've left it there.
And I get if it's burst and it's right up over the motorway, it's not safe to be walking down motorway.
Yeah.
I get that, but...
yeah, highways will clear things like that, or should do. And then I've seen like a road sweeper. It's like a bigger version of a road sweeper, what I saw. Sweeping the inside of fast lane. Yeah, we're doing exactly 70 miles.
You don't need to be there, you're not going to take it. Why have you got so many boxes in your car?
What am I being delivering, man? What's your problem?
No, I want to know why he's got in his car. Do we not walk down the street? We and Andy do it all the time with cars.
Look at people's houses.
You don't just like, wonder where they're going. Wonder where they're going. Wonder what they've got in their bag.
Look, I like the thought of that.
Yeah. It's inquisitive. When me and Alexa went to Thorpe Park the other week, we've got this theory that this is all fake. This isn't real.
I've got the exact same thing.
Everything's fake. You know, I've told you about my theory, haven't you, about like, you know the app when you go to theme parks and they're telling you, go to this ride because there's no queue on it?
Yeah.
It's more on strings. And it's the world, it is that anyway. People are just, we're just puppets in this thing.
Yeah. Have you ever gone somewhere and it's taken less time than you expected? And I think they've just made a mistake of putting that road in place to slow it, so they've missed that connection bit out.
Yeah. Everything's just not real, is it?
I do think I'm a Truman Show, though.
You do. It's all about me.
I can't have that. It drives Missy's mental, because I'll do something and go, this can't be real. Especially when she says, you can buy this for $3.99. Who are you talking to, love?
And she just looks away.
Yeah.
Into fresh air.
We have to set lights off the bedroom and stuff like that. This is what we can't see. I haven't thought of that.
See, why is that lorry just waiting there? I'm horrible driving. I hate it. There's too many other idiots around.
Do you ever wonder that you could be the idiot?
I mean, that's definitely a possibility. Absolutely.
So you're saying there's too many idiots, but you're the idiot.
Yeah, I can see myself though at times where I go, yeah, I'm in the wrong there.
At times? Only at times?
Yeah. Well, like that, we rode away to that guy the other day.
There's a call for one of you kicking off, either. Do you know, great?
I literally, though, went from car to...
Yeah.
You stop this car right now.
So, have you ever kicked off at someone then saw them and had to apologise?
No.
Because I have.
Going to this lane, it's been this lane.
Well, I was coming down one of the roads near us, and you know, cause sometimes it's quite tight and you have to give way back and forth, don't you, sort of thing. And it was my right of way, all day long, my right of way. There's no traffic on my side of the lane, they need to stop because their cars are protruding in their lane.
Yeah.
Didn't stop, so I slams on, because obviously we're going to collide into each other. I'm like, raising my hands, like, what are you doing? the cars are in front of you, my lane is clear, therefore you wait for me, sort of thing.
I'm spitting all over. I love how you've got your arms going.
Yeah. So, but I was proper like this, and then all of a sudden...
These cars, you can't hear me!
Yeah. All of a sudden, I looked at him and I was like, I know you, but I didn't stop. I was like, giving it all F and Jeff, and doing the page option, you go, oh, hi, thingy, do you know what I mean?
Hi, neighbour.
Yeah, no, so I was like, da-da-da-da-da. So then, like, they I managed to then get past, if that makes sense, and drove off on my way. Saw him the next morning and said, look, I'm really sorry. I was in a mad rush. Normally, I'd let that go and let you come through. What?
She was just waving her arms.
But normally, I'd let that go. I'm really sorry. And then Jamie was in a rush. I was trying to get across town pretty quick to pick kids up from school. God, I've just come to the wrong lane.
But you was in the right.
I was in the right, but there was no need for me, and I'd like to give myself benefit of doubt. I probably wouldn't have behaved that way. Now I'm lying on them every time.
It's because you're in this rock hard thing, you can't.
Someone's going to really go, yeah, fuck off, you can't get in here. But you know, you smash the window. Do you know that video I absolutely love that comes up all the time, that Ronnie Pickering video? Ronnie Pickering, who? It's like, they're ready, mate.
But, I'm not thinking
that, are you? But he's got to be absolutely, like, you know, stoned, because he's got a crash helmet on him on my bike, so he's like, what are you going to do? You're in a car, I'm on a bike with a helmet on.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, another video that keeps popping up that I like, it must be an American video. It's a guy, this is you, this. It's a guy sat in passenger seat, and he just sort of goes in glove box, and he's one of them little break glass hammers. And he goes, oh, just... It's like, oh, I'll just see if this works. And he does it, he just smashes it, and he's just sat there like that, oh, covered in glass. That one on.
I might have a speeding ticket, by the way.
What, from today?
Yeah. Like I said, I've been doing more than 50 there, but I didn't see a sign that said.
I didn't see any cameras down there.
What, no, like there were gantries on.
The yellow ones?
Yeah, there was bigger, massive eye ones.
This is another thing I don't always get. You know, like it'll be 40, you'll be doing 40, then somebody will just fly past you.
Yeah,
I wonder if they get a ticket.
Yeah. I saw it the other day actually and thought, what do you know that I don't know? Are these cameras not real that around here, you know?
Yeah. There was like cameras in on way to Hull for a long time. And I used to go at the speed limit. And cars always pass you. How come you can do it?
I've got a good story about them exact lights at Malton one, they're the ones at Malton, they redo Malton roundabout.
Yeah.
They're the ones. So my mate passed his driving test. 2 days later, took his brother to summit in Hull, if that makes sense. Got caught doing 50 that way, got caught doing 55 that way, and lost his license.
Oh, no.
Then in 2 days, was banned for 18 months, and had to redo his driving test.
Oh, damn. Why
are
you still laughing about it?
Charles Bum! I wanna know if I ran a race through these now and got blinked, all bets are off now, I can just go as fast as I want for the rest of them because they've got me, if that makes sense, or is that not the case? They get a parking ticket and you go, well, I'm just gonna leave it here now, because damage is done, no point moving it.
Yeah.
You can't give me another ticket.
I made that mistake though with a parking ticket. I got one outside my house where there was a drop curve. It shouldn't have been a parking ticket, but anyway. Looked at it, went, alright, brilliant. Didn't move my car, and then came back and there was another one on it.
I didn't need a good ticket twice, could you? I'm out.
I'd taken it off though. Or, can you lose your whole driving licence in a day?
That's what I'm saying.
So could you just rack up a whole 12
miles? I was going to say, if I went through 4 speed traps on the same stretch of the motorway, I'm going for that red light. If I went through 4 speed traps in one go, all doing not stupid speeds, but enough that I warrant 3 points. So it's 70, I'm doing 75. That's 3 points for speeding. All 4 of them, bang, that's 12 points, gone.
Yeah.
Am I done for the day?
I think so. Sit down there.
It's about time we've got the next big show in. What's the next big thing?
It's got to be Gogglebox, hasn't it?
Yeah, Gogglebox, yeah.
We're getting Gogglebox.
Apparently you can't apply for Gogglebox though.
No, you
can't. Invite only.
They pick you, but we're in with the Channel 4 mix. So we're just biding out of time, I think.
Checking a shout today while we're on going, hey, get on the Gogglebox! at the end of my thing, he's like, just talking away, going, yeah, I think it's really the problem the government doing that, but can we get on Gogglebox, please?
We'd be really good at Gogglebox. I'd like a late night version of Gogglebox.
No, what if I'm just nude?
What?
I'm naked. Hello.
Just eating popcorn off my chest. No, I didn't mean like that. And I don't mean like watching porn at all.
Yeah,
come on! Come on!
Reviewing, sat there going, ooh, look, I can't believe she's cheating.
No storyline to
this. Yeah, that's unrealistic. Turns out with his spanner and his hammer, he needs his flange and stuff to get that job done.
Surprise, surprise, the washing machine's broke.
She's bloody unplugged it again.
Yeah, just like, but the thing is as well, though, when I'm watching telly, I don't want somebody kind of commentating. There's nothing worse, is there, than sat there going,
man, it's breaking to you. It's breaking to you. You're not going to go to box then. You're sat there trying to go, oh, and me going, nah, man, shut up, watch it.
I often
think you missed the concert.
And they're pausing it all the time while we have a chat about it, because you're only going to miss bits.
That's the point, isn't it? I was watching Royal Fan the other day, and that is Gogglebox.
It is.
Have you ever seen the guy who plays Dave speak in real life?
Yeah, he does the voiceover for Gogglebox, doesn't he?
Oh yeah, he does. It sounds like Dave. He's like he's playing his character. The same thing.
Yeah, because it's
no, but Robin Awful, I thought he put on a bit of a like a. But he's just got like a slow manc accent, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Look,
you arrows!
Go on, mate.
Go whatever way I want to go.
He drives where he wants. Is that this?
That'll do.
Are we near the exit, Rob? Come on, Bill, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she used to have run like. She used to do like what thing he did, you know, and dress up old looking.
Yeah, she. Mrs. Merton?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Before my time, though, obviously. That
it was quite. I didn't watch a lot of it, but it was quite good.
I was watching a clip, and there's a bit where he's talking to Chris Eubank, and he honestly does not appreciate the jokes. Do you know, like.
She's like he didn't know what programme it was on.
It
was always a strange one for me, because I found her quite attractive.
What, as those ladies?
I don't know.
Or as Thingy Royal?
As Mrs. Merton. And I don't know what that means.
It means you fancy grandma.
Grandma issues. I didn't want to get out.
Sorry, mate. I'm bigger than you. I just make sure I can get out of mine. Should I pull forward again?
No, I'm only joking. I've got loads of room this
I'm concerned because you're beefy a little bit.
I'm fat.
I've got like a chevron thing here, so I've got like extra space. I've got that, whatever that is, on my side.
Alright.
Okay, it's like trying to straighten space out, isn't it? Because the room looks straight. The room. Parking lot. Parking lot?
Parking!
Car park.
Right, job done.
Sorry.
Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you're providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.